First responders are under constant stress from long shifts, unpredictable situations, and the risk of injury, even death, on the job. That stress can affect their entire family. WHYY's Trinae Nuri tells the story of a special program designed to help children of first responders cope with stress.
Six-year-old Emma Reed loves to be a princess, and she's found her prince. A 19-year-old one-eyed horse named Prince Caspian.
It's good to see you guys. I'm really excited. I love my cat.
Emma and Prince Caspian met in 2016 at the Pegasus Therapeutic Riding Academy in Northeast Philadelphia. The academy is known for adapting horseback riding for children and adults with physical, developmental, and intellectual disabilities. At first, Emma and Prince Caspian were nervous around each other. Prince Caspian is a large horse, and Emma's a little girl in a wheelchair. She has spina bifida and Turner syndrome, a chromosome condition that affects development in females. But the more time she and the horse spent together, the better she got about not worrying so much when her firefighter dad went to work.
Hi, Caspian.
You might want to sniff the mic.
Hi.
So do you see how he licked and chewed?
I missed you.
When
I missed you, Caspian.
She pet him. A lot of times licking and chewing is a sign of relaxation. And he did that as soon as Emma pet him. They recognize their riders and kind of respond to them.
Emma's experience is no surprise to Teresa Doherty, the program and equine director.
Their heartbeat mimics what our heartbeat is when we feel calm and joy, because their heartbeat's a little slower than ours. So when we're around them, our hearts tend to sync up with their heartbeat to allow us to feel that sense of calm.
Partially inspired by Emma, Doherty came up with Stepping Forward, a program that introduces horses to children of first responders. Besides being a firefighter, Emma's father is also in the Navy. Sarah, Emma's mother, says she asks lots of questions.
When I happen to randomly watch the news and she sees, you know, a fire on TV, she's thinking, is Daddy at that one? And I'm like, no, I don't think so. I don't think he's at that one in particular. But, you know, you have to explain to him he's going to be okay. You don't have to worry about that.
The worry about a parent is a real stressor for children of first responders. Tommy McKiernan, a trustee and peer support counselor at the Philadelphia Firefighters and Paramedics Union Local 22, gets it. He thinks many more kids could benefit from Stepping Forward.
The stress that we were worried about more specifically is the child watching me walk out the door. And my spouse probably understands it more, but the children realize that there's a possibility I might not come home.
Stepping Forward is paid for by Union 22. For 8 weeks, 30 children of first responders without a disability learn how to feed, groom, and care for a horse. The program just got off the ground. Now the next chapter for the fairy tale between Emma and Prince Caspian is competing in the costume class at the Devon Horse Show on May 25th.
I'm going to dress as a fairy.
Trinae Nuri, WHYY News.